I want to call your attention to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And I just want to focus on verse number 1 and verse 6. Well, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God is not pleased when you don't trust in him. For verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This morning I want to speak to you briefly from the topic, blind faith. Tell somebody, you don't have to see it to believe it. You won't even worry about it. You'll just trust and know that God is going to bring you through it. In other words, he's just building up your faith. Repeat after me. Believing is not always seeing. For there will be times in your life where you are going to just have to trust God and walk by faith. And when you do that, know that it sends a strong signal to God that tells him that you trust him, that you believe in his power, no matter what it is that you are going through. For when you trust God, it instantly gives you power over the various situations and circumstances that you may be dealing with. For your faith gives you power because of the fact that before you even began to think about your problem, before you even began to think about your situation, your blind faith kicks in. And you start focusing on how powerful God is. And then you start believing and knowing that he is in total control of whatever it is that you're dealing with. But know and understand, regardless of how much faith you might have, there are going to be moments in your life where because of the severity of your situation or because of your condition, it's going to put a little doubt in your heart and in your mind. That's just our nature. But no one understands that will be the time when the door will be open for the enemy to step right in and start trying to mess with your faith. Start speaking into you, telling you that I thought your God said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. That he would never put more on you than you could possibly bear. That he would always be there when you call on him. Then why is it that right now you are finding yourself going through a major storm? Well, I just stopped by to tell somebody, it is in those times when you must put the devil behind you. And speak over your situation with blind faith and confidence. And you start speaking to your situation. You tell the situation, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how long I've been dealing with it. I don't care what the doctor said or what the symptoms may be saying. But all I care about is that God is on my side. And I know that he's going to bring me through every time. If God has brought you through anything in your life, give him a little praise right there. For I serve a God who is able to do anything but fail. But I don't know about you, but I can't recall a time when I was in need of help and I called on him and he did not show up. Not only did he show up, but he showed out. Somebody know what I'm talking about. For he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. That power in you is your blind faith. That's what's going to give you the power over every situation. For yes, it's easy to trust God and keep the faith during those small storms. But it's those major storms in life that really test your faith. Those times when you find that your back is up against the wall and you can't see no way out. For these are the times when you will see the level of your faith. But can I help somebody right here and tell you that blind faith plus God equals your breakthrough? Did you hear what I just said? I said blind faith plus God equals your breakthrough. Turn and tell somebody, your breakthrough is on the way. Well, I don't know about you, but all I have to do, Lord have mercy, is call on the name of Jesus. And I know he'll be right there by my side. Church, we're talking about blind faith this morning. For it is your faith that gives you hope when things seem hopeless. For it is your faith that encourages you to press on when you feel like giving up. For it is your faith that says you can when your situation and other people says you can't. For it is your faith that says yes when everybody else is telling you no. For it is your faith that says, look up when you got your head hung down. For it is your faith that gives you courage in those fearful moments. For it is your faith that makes you step out of your comfort zone and take a leap of faith. For it is your faith that says, get up when the enemy keeps telling you to stay down. For know that your faith will always give you the victory. Why, preacher? For it is your faith that keeps you connected to God. For know that any time that you are connected to God, there is nothing that you can't overcome. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? For it is those things that you do in the blind that tells God you trust that he is going to do just what you ask him. And that he is going to provide you with whatever it is that you need. And you don't have to see it to believe it. Are you going to pray with me this morning? I'm almost done. Well, which is exactly what verse 1 is talking about here in our text. Where the Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For there are two words that can describe faith best. Sure. Hallelujah. Which is believing that God is who he says he is. And certain. Which is believing in God's promises and that he will do just what he said he would do. In your life, regardless of how difficult situations may seem to be, when you call on God, know that trusting him is the key. That is how you're going to make it through. For know and understand that God is not pleased when you don't trust in him. In the midst of your situations, in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of your trials, your tribulations, the mountains that may come up in your life. For God is not pleased if you don't turn it over to him. I didn't make it up. It's right here in the text. For verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible. Somebody say impossible. It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to me must believe that he is. Say he is. He is the one that brought you through the storm and the rain. He is the one that is the bridge over your troubled waters. He is the one that walked with you down in the midst of the valley. He is the one that helped you move mountains. He is the one that put clothes on your back. He is the one that put food on your table. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. If you know him, give him praise right there. to get out of here, y'all. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. And as I get ready to take my seat, I just stop by to tell somebody, as long as you trust in the power of God, know that everything shall be all right. I need you to give your situation to the Lord and walk by faith and not by sight. I come to tell somebody, if you go back and read the text, you will find a few witnesses that because of their faith, God moved right in the midst of their situation. For he moved for Abel, he moved for Enoch, he moved for Noah, he moved for Abraham, and he moved for Sarah. And God is going to move for you. For faith has a way of helping you get through your situation, which is waiting on you. Lives will be changed while you're waiting on the Lord. Souls shall be saved while you're waiting on the Lord. Chains will be broken while you're waiting on the Lord. Shackles will be loosed. Know that God can, God will work it out. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Whatever you need. Know that God has it in control. And is there anybody in the house who's trusting in the power of God, who's walking by blind faith and not by sight? I may be dealing with health issues, but God, I trust you. I got one going through, but God, I trust you. Children going astray, but God, I trust you. Spouse don't want to act right, but God, I trust you. Busted and disgusted, but God, I'm putting my trust in you, because I know that my breakthrough is on the way. I say my breakthrough is on the way, but I believe it. If God said it, I can believe it. Tell somebody, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. If you want to show God how much you trust in him, give him a praise in this place. I say, give him a praise in this place. Oh, Lord. When you walk by blind faith, you're trusting in God in the midst of your situation. Somebody say yeah. Yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Yeah. I gotta get out of here. But I wanna leave you with one more thing. The next time that problems come your way, don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about how it feels on the inside. Keep on walking by faith. Keep on trusting in the Lord. I will trust God. I will trust God. I will trust God. Somebody shout yeah in this place. Yeah. Praise him like it's already done. I dare you to praise him like it's already done. You can shout. Shout right now. You can shout. Shout now. It's done. It's done. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 It's all right now. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. done. I'm done, church. I'm done.